views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we take those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. We've got a beautiful day here in Los Angeles, nice and bright sunny spring. We've sprung back into the 70 degree mark, the mid 70s, and sunshine all around. I hope you've got sunshine no matter what the weather is in your part of the world. Now, to continue with March's theme of miracles and manifestation, since this is the last show of March 2018, the Posse of Angels and I thought we would speak about the miracle healings that I experienced with my clients throughout the 15 years of when I established my healing practice, Angel Healing House, in 2003. And there were so many miracle healings that that we experienced. So I wanted to share some of those that were seemingly unexplained healings that happened. Now, for instance, in 2006, Samantha, my client, and this is not her real name. I don't use clients' real names. Let's call her Samantha. She had married her high school sweetheart at the young age of 18, and she wanted to have a family straight away. As the years went by, her dream of starting a family was not realized, as she was having a great deal of difficulty falling pregnant. Over her previous past 6 years, she had gone from doctor to doctor and had many, many tests to see why she could not fall pregnant. Each doctor confirmed that she had endometriosis, with one doctor actually saying that it was one of the worst cases that he had ever seen. Endometriosis is an often painful disorder in which the tissue that normally lines the inside of the uterus, it grows on the outside of the uterus, and it can cause infertility. Under the definition of Wikipedia, it states, there is no cure for endometriosis. But of course, the pain that is associated with it can be treated in a variety of ways. When Samantha asked her doctor what she could do to get rid of it, he agreed with Wikipedia's findings and said there is absolutely no cure for it. Adoption is the only avenue for you if you want to have children. So deeply disheartened and disappointed, Samantha's once positive, bright, happy nature turned to disappointment and she started to spiral into depression. In our first session we had together, Samantha shared with me her great sadness of not being able to conceive. And you know what, listeners and viewers, all the time I saw the vision of the angels surrounding her and they were shaking their heads, no, no, as if this is not true, because they were disagreeing with her. I intuited that there was this emotional block somewhere in her body that was causing this physical block to occur. Asking her to speak about her childhood, she said she had a loving mother, but when I asked her to speak about her father, her mood completely changed. She said, well, my father and my mother were not able to conceive for 15 years, and then suddenly she became pregnant with me. My father, his name was Sam, was elated as he desperately wanted a boy to carry on the family name. But when Samantha was born, her mother had such a difficult pregnancy that they told her mother that she could not have any children. And the disappointment that the father showed to Samantha that she was not a boy was evident from the start. He did not allow her to do any activity she wanted. She wanted to dance. She wanted to do ballet. She wanted to play a musical instrument and paint. But he said these things were a waste of money, and he forced her to play sports like rugby and cricket, sports that she had no interest in. And she denied herself the things that she loved doing. Now, the older Samantha, or Sam, as her father called her, the more she sought the love and the recognition of her father, she basically shut off anything and everything that had to do with her attachment to femininity. She married young, hoping to have a child of her own to bring up without constraint, without restriction. Over the 5 months that she came to me for intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, Samantha could clearly see that her father only wanted a boy. He didn't want her. She had unconsciously shut down anything to do with her ability to conceive. With each session that we had, the many years of accumulated negativity that had been stored in her body as blocking toxins of anger and sadness and bitterness and resentment and regret, they were slowly transmuted to positive, optimistic, and bright energies. And her emotional wellness returned as she let go of the past by forgiving her father and by putting her emphasis on loving herself for exactly who she was. You know, everyone, it was towards the end of that 5th month of sessions that Sam went for a routine doctor's appointment and she found out that she was pregnant. The doctors called it simply a miracle conception. But Samantha, myself, and the posse of angels, we were not surprised at all. Now, the posse of angels is reminding us that God and the angels can work miracles when it comes to increasing the likelihood of reversing and eradicating dis-ease from the body, mind, and spirit. But it is we, as human beings, that must allow ourselves to surrender and open to receive those miracles. They are reminding us, the posse of angels, that God truly does help those who help themselves. And it's a co-creative dance of the healings that occur. I have often said that I am not a healer. I am the conduit for the client and God to contract for this to happen. I am merely the conduit for God to work through. Now, not long after Samantha's miracle healing, I received a call from a mother who was in great distress because she did not know which way to turn. She explained to me that her teenage daughter, Brenda, again, this is not her name, but Brenda was addicted to drugs, in particular to prescription medication. After I spoke with the mother for a while, she booked a session for her daughter. On the day of Brenda's appointment, the doorbell rang, and I was surprised when I opened it to see a middle-aged lady standing at the doorway, but there was no one else. At that moment, the mother pulled Brenda from behind her, and I gasped. This anorexic, skeleton-like, ashen-faced girl was unstable and shaky on her feet. She was so zoned out that her mother literally pushed her into my arms and said, "Here, you do something with her. I'll be back in a few hours." Unable to stand on her own, I put my arm around the teenager and assisted her to my office. I gave her my client form to fill out, but she was so out of it that she couldn't even hold the pen, and she had difficulty holding her head up. I knew from my previous work that assisting those people who were addicted to drugs and alcohol, that substance abuse can cause cracks in a person's aura, and when this happens, dark, malevolent energies can invade the body. These dark energies often use and manipulate the person's body, mind, and spirit in a very destructive way without their permission, because they've given over their control and empowerment through the masking effects of the substance abuse. Now, the angels told me just forego the client form and get her on the massage table as quickly as possible. After settling her on the table, as always, I said my usual invocation of working simply as a channel directly from God and for the angels to assist me, and immediately Brenda fell asleep. I knew that the angels had put Brenda to sleep, as many of my clients did, so that they could work with her in an unconscious state. Brenda then began to take very deep, deep breaths in and out. And this rhythmic and steady breathing felt like it was like the impression that it was building up steam for something to happen. With each of her breaths, I could feel the energy increasing around her closed down heart that had endured much trauma in her young life. The more divine light that I was channeling into her body, the more this made her body squirm on the table, as the increased light was actually burning away the dark entities within her. I saw visions of what looked like ghostly apparitions escaping and ghoul-like beings fleeing from her now light-filled body. All of a sudden, Brenda grabbed at her heart, and she sat bolt upright with her eyes bug-eyed and wide open as the angels lifted the dark cloud off of her and replaced it with the light of God. As her divine light was replenished within, Brenda's face coloring started to change. Her ashen gray complexion with deep pools of darkness under her eyes began to transform to a vibrant pink glow, and her cheeks that were sunken were now full and rosy and radiant. Looking around the room with her newborn eyes, she was dazed, as at first she was unsure of where she was. I explained that the angels needed to lift this darkness off of her in order to have any success with her journey to heal. She then sat down, and we began the intuitive counseling session together. As she was now coherent and she was able to speak clearly, she went on to tell me of the horrific sexual abuse that she had endured from her stepfather when she was a young child, and how her mother, who had been physically abused herself, chose to do nothing about it. Having no support system and no self-worth, Brenda chose to escape through drugs and by not eating, as she wished herself to die. Brenda cried and told me that with her being incoherent most of the time and unable to function socially, that she was actually, the family forbade her. They didn't allow her to attend her brother's wedding in 3 months' time. Thereafter, Brenda came for me for weekly healing sessions, and she was able to unburden her anger, her resentment, her regret, and she became stronger and more empowered. Over 2.5 months, she became so healthy and so happy that her parents saw an enormous change in her. It was at this time that I received a note from Brenda's mother saying, "I simply cannot thank you enough, you and the angels, for giving our daughter back to us. In fact, I took Brenda shopping today for a dress for her to be a part of her brother's upcoming wedding party. You are a miracle worker, Candy." A month later, I received photos from Brenda smiling and looking radiant in her beautiful dress at her brother's wedding. It absolutely brought tears to my eyes then, and it brings tears to my eyes now to see this beautiful, radiant, to have seen this beautiful, radiant girl coming back to life again. Not long after Brenda's divinely orchestrated, miraculous healing intervention, I experienced my next miraculous healing. I was given a presentation. This was many years ago. It was probably about 2005. And I was speaking about my angelic walk-in experience that I had on January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my number one Amazon best-selling book, I Am an Angelic Walk-in, which, by the way, just was released also on audible.com. So you can either read it or you can listen to it. And back then, I noticed a very distinctive-looking man in the audience as I was speaking to this large group of people. Covered with tattoos and dressed in biker leathers, he certainly looked very threatening. After my presentation, he approached me and said that he needed some intuitive counseling help with grief, as his beloved wife had cheated on him, and he was devastated. Bruce, again, not his real name, Bruce had been married many years to his Native American Indian wife, who was 25 years his junior, and they had a beautiful daughter together. The heavy burden of sadness from his wife's adultery was affecting him not only emotionally, but physically, and it was beginning to take a toll on his body. After we had our first session together, he had gone to the doctor for a routine checkup, and it was discovered that he had a cancerous mastitis in his toe. The doctor told him he should get his toe cut off. And then, he said to him, "Will that arrest the cancer?" And the doctor laughed at him and said, "No. We can't tell that. Have the toe cut off and then we'll see what happens." A month after the removal of the toe, Bruce went back to the doctors and they told him that unfortunately the amputation did not work as the cancer had spread and that he would have to have radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery to arrest the disease. Bruce, because he cut off the toe and the cancer then spread throughout his body, he decided that he wanted to proceed on an alternative route and to address the cancer, and that's when he gave me a call. Now, knowing that each one of us has cancer cells within our body, and knowing that a strong immune system with high energies And with making the body alkaline and not acid will keep those cancer cells from becoming a problem, I started to give him Reiki healing treatments once a week, which Reiki boosts the immune system. Now, in addition to improving his grief-stricken, deeply depressed energies, Bruce's sessions included intuitive counseling in which he cathartically released his profound sadness and disappointment. With his energies being increased from negative to positive, I decided to increase those positive energies by helping him change his diet again to a more alkaline diet and not an acid diet. He gave up meat, wheat, dairy, and sugar, which the cancer cells thrive and live off of. I also gave him recipes for making himself organic juices several times a day, and also soups of beet, watercress, leeks, parsley to cleanse the blood. Over 4 months, he was able to see his life from a higher perspective, and he let go of that sadness, anger, bitterness towards himself and his ex-wife, and he forgave. He found forgiveness, self-love, and peace once more. He looked amazing, and his skin was glowing. After 4 months of being on this routine, he and bringing himself back to peace and health, Bruce decided that he would go back to the doctor for a checkup. Well, upon seeing Bruce, the doctor was so angry and said he should have booked himself immediately for surgery after his diagnosis 4 months ago. Bruce then told the doctor that he wanted to treat his cancer with alternative methods and explained his change in diet and juicing, Reiki energy treatments, grief counseling, and the whole emotional change that he had experienced in his perceptions and attitudes. Afterwards, the doctor told him that he would need to take up-to-date x-rays to see how far his cancer had progressed. When the x-rays came back, the doctor looked confused and he shook his head and said, "I simply cannot believe it. There is absolutely no cancer in your body." When Bruce told him that, he was not surprised because of all the work he had done with his Reiki practitioner, the doctor said, "That has nothing to do with it. It's merely just a case of spontaneous remission." Bruce did his part to clear and cleanse himself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and then he was receptive to allowing angelic assistance and the grace of God to enter his life. Our bodies are truly miraculous, and when we work with our body to make sure that we are living balanced lives, we have let go of destructive, blocking, negative emotions within us, we can then work with the miraculous energies of the angels in order for us to reconnect to that wholeness and that divinity inside and that health, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, which is inside all of us. You know, everyone, with the spring equinox happening last week and the upcoming holidays of both Easter and Passover, which heralds miracles and rebirth, I wanted to draw one more card before we go to break from my lovely deck, the Druid Animal Oracle deck. Sorry, it's backwards. and see what the animals have to, another further message that they can give us. And the previous weeks, when I shuffled, immediately a card would pop out. But this week, I was shuffling what seemed forever, so long, before a card popped out. And when it did, I was not surprised that it was Mr. Bull. You know, it takes him a long time to get moving. In this season of miracles, the bull is a symbol of expansiveness and it brings opportunities for a rich, abundant life with signs of rebirth and regeneration all around us. Bull represents fertility, potency, abundance, and prosperity, things that sometimes take a while to achieve, but that's all right because the bull also represents our steadfastness, keeping to task, and keeping on going and believing in those dreams and taking steps towards them. As a symbol of wealth, well, it may be pointing to financial matters, but Mr. Bull has us remembering that wealth is not always measured by money, and it is found first in our hearts and in our soul. The richness that we feel inside of ourselves and with others, and then once we feel this richness and prosperity inside, then we can experience the manifestation of this feeling in the material world. So thank you so much, Mr. Bull, for coming in and helping us. You can now slowly go back to the field like Ferdinand the Bull and lie in the sun. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that Angel Healing House airs every week at 9 a.m. We are going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, be taking some of those calls for free angel readings. See you after the break.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff. We have been speaking about miracles and manifestation, and one of those miracles which I experienced in the last 15 years was through writing my books. And occurred on January 11th of 2003. Just a heads up, which I write about in my number one Amazon international best-selling book on Amazon, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which came out about a year ago. For those that like to listen to audiobooks, it is now available on audible.com, so you can listen to it as well. So, and just by the way, this is the sequel to the my formal novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. So you can see those, my other books, and also my CD on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Let's go to the phone lines and let's get some of those callers for those free angel readings. We have Jane in Canada. Jane, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What is going on in your life?
Oh, I'm going through a lot of stress right now. What message do my angels have for me?
Okay. In any particular area, are you experiencing stress?
Oh, in the work area.
In work. Okay. Yeah. All right. While I'm shuffling, Jane, that card just came whizzing out. Hold on. Let me bend down and get that card. Okay. Oh, okay. How long have you been at this job or at this work that you're doing now?
Over 12 years.
Okay. It's time for a change. And you have heard or seen or felt or perceived these alarm bells going off for a while now. That something wasn't right, that it was a coat that fit you perfectly where you were 12 years ago. That's what the posse of angels are telling me. It was a great fit for you 12 years ago. But if you're listening to this kind of program, if you're awakened, then they're saying that not only the type of work, but this work environment, a lot of those people have not changed. They're not awakened. They're not enlightened. Yeah. And we have to be, there is no gray area anymore, Jane. And you know what they're saying to me? Oh my gosh. They're saying, beloved Jane, we have already created this amazing opportunity for you. It's you get to work with wonderful, aware, enlightened people. You get to be remunerated financially for your gifts and your skills. You get to work in a wonderful environment. It's already created for you on the etheric, but you have to make movement. If you hold on to this job, then God can't put anything else in your hand. So I would be the last person, believe me, I would be the last person ever to say leave the job you're in, because, you know, as spiritual beings having a human experience, we got to do little things like eat and, you know, put petrol in our cars and, you know, and sustain ourselves with our bills. But they're saying, beloved Jane, please make movement towards finding or creating, not finding. You're not finding. Because if we search for something, people think, oh, I might not find it. Co-create that position to physically come up on the earth plane. Oh my gosh, I am shivering with excitement for you. And that card, by the way, I'll pull you three other cards. The Four of Cups in this fairy deck of mine. Is often the boredom card, is often the apathy card. You know what it is? I have a great deck in which the hand of God is trying to hand somebody something and they are looking the other way. And you know what? This is a perfect time because it's Mercury retrograde. It's a perfect time to review, re-edit, take a re-look at saying to God and the angels, what would I love doing? In fact, I have an exercise for you to do. 10 or 15 minutes every single day, Jane. You quiet yourself, turn off all the technology, light a candle, connect with the angels, connect with God, and at the top of your voice, I want you to scream out, thank you. Thank you, thank you for my new opportunity and my new job. I love working here. I love being paid and remunerated for my gifts and talents. I absolutely adore doing what I love doing, working with wonderful people in great surroundings, and this is just a beautiful job for me. you don't have to even know what it is, and feel that feeling in your heart and let that expand out and say, okay, God and the angels, this is the feeling. Now you match it with the how and the when, and let your eyes stay open in the present moment to get those shivers or get those goosebumps when you will be presented with a sign. That's your homework. So, and then I want you, when it happens and it gets presented to you, which it will because your vibrational match will be that the same of the universe, then I want you to call into the show and say, you'll never believe what happened. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm ready for a change. I'm being treated unfairly where I currently work, and, things have changed quite a bit. I mean, I've changed within the 12 years, but like you said, the other people haven't.
Okay, there's another caveat to this homework, Jane, because another part of it is saying blessing those people because they're exactly where they need to be. And if they are treating you like this, because we learn best by contrast, they are showing you what you don't want and pointing you in the direction to what you do want. So bless them. I'll pull three cards for you. Your energies, since having this conversation, have changed enormously because what you feel now is you feel like you are like you're in charge and you've taken back your empowerment. Instead of feeling unfairly done by, the universe is just showing you contrast. Okay, I've grown past this. Mm-hmm. The coat's gotten too small. I need to wear a new coat. So time to get into that spring coat. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you. Okay, the first card, oh my gosh, is the Eight of Wands. The Eight of Wands is the card with those arrows flying through the air. And it's about movement. It's about opportunities opening for you. So I could stop here right now, and this would be the confirmation that your energies and your focus and perception, new attitude, is going to bring this in. Second card coming for you is the Three of Swords. And this is often the heartbreak card, but it's funny that in this deck, it's shown people gossiping and,
it's showing...
Yeah, that's what it is. That's
right
exactly.
On.
Go on.
You're right on. Like people gossiping at work, and a lot of pettiness.
A lot of pettiness, and you know what? When we, it's not that we're superior, but when we rise above this and we see that we're all working towards one, and when kindness and gentleness and sweetness becomes our modus operandi and non-judgment, then it hurts us to actually be around that kind of energy. Your last card, I love it. The last card in this deck is the seeress, which is the high priestess. And the high priestess is saying, you were not perspective where you were, and you're going to open yourself to receive those signs that you're now absolutely ready to receive. And that's why you've connected with these messages today. So I am excited for you, Jane.
I'm excited too. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And please do call in when it does happen, because the angels are shaking their heads yes, and they're saying it will happen. So I'd love to hear from you. Take care and have an absolutely gorgeous day.
Awesome. You as well. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. You're welcome. I'm very excited for Jane. That's very, very exciting. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Julia in Florida. Julia, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and mm-hmm. Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you, lovely Julia?
Well, I'm actually a little concerned. I live with my mom, and I'm concerned because she sleeps a lot. She's 77, and she'll wake up in the morning and come out and sit in her chair and basically just fall back to sleep. And I get concerned, and I wake her up to, you know, get something to eat. So, you know, I don't know. I was hoping the angels could give me some guidance or reassurance or something.
Okay. What are some of her medical conditions?
She's got a lot. She has heart issues and high blood pressure and hypothyroid and a diabetic. So she takes a lot of medication, like basically morning and night.
All right. Well, okay, let me just ask one more question of them. Well, it's interesting, Julia, because I asked her if she was preparing to go, as in Passover, and they said no, not at this stage. But what could help takes a great deal of medication, as you said, and it might be a good thing to ask the doctor if any of these medications aren't contravening each other. I'm not a doctor and I don't consult and I don't advise. But another thing that can cause sleepiness is when we're not getting enough oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh air. Sorry, I didn't hear that. What was that?
I don't know. You cut out.
I'm sorry.
You cut out.
Okay, that's okay. that's all right. Does she spend any time? I said that a lot of times when we're sleepy, we're not getting enough oxygen. And so does she spend any time outside in the fresh air?
Not hardly any at all. She goes outside to go to her doctor appointment and to go, like, to the grocery store. But other than that, she kind of is in front of the TV. Basically, sundown.
Okay. There are a few things that the Posse of Angels said that she can do, and one of those things is to rug her up and take her out to a park. Feed the ducks on a pond. Look at the squirrels. Now that the weather is getting a little bit warmer, and I know it says, you're in Florida, so the weather would be a little bit warmer, but take her out for at least about 15 or 20 minutes and have her do some deep breathing and just connecting with nature oxygenates us. Another thing that she can do, I'm not sure what her diet is, but certainly those things like a green drink, which contains things like spirulina and chlorophyll can oxygenate our cells. And of course the energy treatments, like Reiki, improve our immune system and bring more oxygenation to our body. So there are three suggestions there that could help enormously. Just check that there's not a contravening of her medication. Get her out for about 15 minutes every single day and have her deep breathing. Even things like watching funny movies and having us belly laugh out loud oxygenates our system. The green drinks, that kind of thing. So that could help enormously. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. And also the Posse of Angels are saying, thank you, Julia, for being such a loving and lovely daughter to your mom. Two of Cups. This is the partnership card. This is you and your mom. This is quite a karmic connection that you have, and seeing her health as your priority. So that's why the message, even before the card came out, give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself some loves and some hugs for being such a wonderful, kind daughter to your mom. And they can see, you know, how much patience and, you know, that you have with her, and you're being applauded for that. The next card that comes out is the Empress, and the Empress is about getting out in nature. So it's not only going to help your mom, but it's going to help both of you to get out in the beautiful energies of nature. And the next one is the Three of Pentacles. Does your mom do anything creatively? Does she knit? Does she crochet? Is she a part of a book club? A lot of the times we feel like we're fish out of water and we can't breathe because we're not being nourished by life. I don't know if there's anything that she does like that. Is there?
No. Basically, her entertainment is just to watch TV. She watches TV. You know, as soon as she comes out of her bedroom, the TV goes on, and that's the last thing that goes off before bed. So.
Okay. All right. So this card in particular is telling me that in order for life to feel life force energy, you have to engage with life. And that's through some kind of creativity. I don't know if she used to play an instrument. I don't know if she used to paint. I don't know if she used to, you know, be a part of like a book club or a walking group or anything like that. I know she has health issues, but creatively, she needs to do something to stimulate herself, and that will improve her immune system as well. So I hope all that has been helpful for you.
Thank you. I know I had a thought today that I didn't know if she would be open to like assisted living, because then at least she would be like with people her own age and people to talk to. And, you know, sometimes those places have events and like rec centers and, but I don't know, because she used to do like not retirement, but like an old folks home, and she saw people being treated that way. So I think that would be something that she wouldn't really go for. But it's a thought, because then at least she's with people, you know, her age that she can talk to and interact with.
Well, also, you know, a lot of the times it's assisted. A lot of the times it might be a part-time thing and not a full-time thing. So, but you'll have to go investigate that. But the Posse of Angels are shaking their heads yes. And they're saying this would help enormously, because she would be, you know, be active, excuse me, and she would be in life again. And just being around people, you know, having conversations, feeling like you're a part of something would start to improve her immune system. So, yes, Julia, the Posse of Angels are saying yes. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Just, well, it's your mom, you know.
I know. So take care and have a beautiful day. God bless you and God bless your mom.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Beth in California. Beth, the line, Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm well. We've got a very, very bright, sunny day here. So, although I liked it when it rained a few nights ago. So, I liked Billy Connolly's comment. Yeah. He said that... there is no bad weather. There's just bad clothing choices. So,
I like that too. And so I would expect you to like whatever the weather is, because it's how you show up to your life. So, I would like to know if there's any messages from the angels just towards my health, because. I'm really working diligently on any emotional blocks, and I'm seeing progress. I'm just, you know, my mind wants miracles.
Okay. All right. Well, you are a miracle. You are a miracle. I'm shuffling the cards. And the one that just flew out, I mean, this flew out, is the B card in this deck, is the strength card. The strength to know that you're a miracle, your body is a miracle, and it's, you know, with the blood pumping and the heart beating and your cells rejuvenating, and stop looking for a miracle because you are the miracle. Also, this in this deck, it shows a beehive. And the first thing that I heard was allow yourself to be. They're also saying, this being the strength card, you need to work on your boundaries and you need to work on your limits. A lot of what is undermining your energies and pulling that is allowing for so many other people to drain you, to just simply drain you. If you have to take your calendar and just completely wipe it clean, people will understand. I'm now, you know, kind of not being a hermit, but I am attending to my peace. It doesn't matter where you are, but it's the attitude and the perception. So I'm going to put this back in the card, and I'm up deck, and I'm going to shuffle again. It'd be interesting to see if it does come out again. But too many people, it feels like, are wanting something from you. Wanting this, okay. Wanting that. And you're just stretched so thin that it just feels like your energy is just dribbling away. So that's one thing that you can do, is you can really draw a line in the sand and saying, my peace of mind, my body, my soul, my spirit is really so much more important. And that peace of mind is going to improve your immune system and is going to encourage your body to heal much faster. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. The first card is
like
the
what you said.
Oh, thank you. The first card is the Four of Swords. And out of the whole deck, this is the card of rest, recuperation, of going within. This little fellow here, for those on Facebook Live, he's like in a little ice cave, and he's snuggled in there away from the rest of the world. So I would take my calendar, and I would really look at it. If those things on there do not serve your sweet, sweet soul, and if they don't nourish you, and I'm just getting shivers down my legs, then it's time to either postpone them or let them go. The next card is the rebirth card. So you've got regeneration here, and you've got rebirth in the judgment card. And so during a Mercury retrograde, you really do need to take stock and to revisit on where you're allowing your energies to seep away. And you've got three rebirth cards here. This is the death card. This is the transformation card. So it can't be any more clear, Beth, that it's time for you to reevaluate in where you're going to put your energies, your beautiful energies. And then they can go towards your healing. So I've got to go now. That's the end of the show. I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love and gratitude, Angel.
You're welcome. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Bye-bye. And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much to my callers. Thank you to my listeners all over the globe who I hear from and who get such wonderful, wonderful messages from the channeled information. If you would like to listen to Angel Healing House and myself, Claire Candy Hoff, every week on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely platform of Transformation Talk Radio, do remember that you can go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com for my wonderful books. You can go to audible.com for I Am an Angelic Walk-In, my number one Amazon best-selling book that's now in audiobook form, and for all of my other services. So this coming week, go out, as I implore everyone every week, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care. I'm sending you so much love. And as always, angel blessings. I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye, everyone.